friends. It has been a while since I've actually done one of these, so I'm kind of rusty on the whole podcast thing. But hey y'all, how y'all doing? It's me, Nicole. I'm just hanging out, and I was sitting here trying to avoid my to-do list, and I was like, hey, you know what? You should record an episode of the podcast since you haven't done that since like last January or something like that. So here is my yearly episode of Falls in Love. I really don't have any real direction for this episode. It's just kind of gonna be about me. That's very leonine of me, but here we are. But I just want to kind of talk about some things that I'm doing right now, some stuff that's in my head for things I want to do in the future, and then I want to talk books. Talk about, indie black romance and specific, as always, as is the focus of this podcast. Just some things that I've read recently or that I am reading currently that I'm enjoying and all that good stuff. So let's get into First things first, the thing that I'm doing this year that I'm probably the most excited about, yet also the most scared of, is I've started a Patreon. So if you're unfamiliar with Patreon, it's a website wherein people can produce content and make it available for people to become patrons of said person and subscribe to get this exclusive content that's only available if you are a Patreon subscriber to that person. So the way it works is that you are charged on a recurring basis if you choose to become a patron, and then that person sets up the parameters for the content that they will release and things like that. And if they do what they're supposed to do, you get the exclusive stuff, and it can be kind of cool. Like, I'm using it to write a novel over the course of a year, something that sounded good at the outset, but now that I am in the midst of doing it, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I can maintain this. And it's not the fact of being able to produce content, because that's never quite been an issue for me. It's the whole slowing myself down to produce the content, because once a story takes hold in my brain, I'm like off to the races with it. Ready, set, go. Like, girl, yes, let's get this going. Let's do this. And blazing through. Which is a thing that I admire about myself. Just being able to actually like see a thing through pretty quickly, and it's good content. Like, it's not just me like crapping out words and hoping for the best. Like, typically when I lock into a story and I'm able to churn it out really quickly, it doesn't want for anything, in my opinion anyway. It doesn't lack for anything. Others may, view it differently, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm always proud of the output of any story that I produce. But the Patreon, which the title of it is New Year, New C, because I'm following a woman named Sienna Lewis, and on New Year's Eve, her life blows up pretty spectacularly, and so she will be trying to recover over the process of the next year as I am writing it, to sort of right all of the wrongs that have happened. I don't want to go too far in the weeds as far as details about the things that have happened to her, because then you wouldn't need to subscribe to the Patreon. But if you are interested, you can go to nicolefalls.com/Patreon, and I'll put that link in the show notes as well. And there are three different tiers that you can subscribe to get access to the story. So if you just want the story and you don't care about anything else, like, you can subscribe to the lowest tier, but then the other two tiers have different levels of bonus and exclusive content that I will be making available for people who subscribe to those tiers. But back to the actual writing and conception and why it has me excited and scared at the same time. Like I said, I don't know how to take my time with this writing thing. And I don't mean that as in I rush it or like I'm forcing myself to get things out, because that's not it at all. But it's just once I get in the zone, like, I become like Alexander Hamilton. Yo, like, why do you feel like you're running out of time? Like, I get so focused and transfixed on getting all of this story out that I don't pace myself. Because I see it so vividly and I want to get everything down before it escapes me. But New Year, New See is forcing me to break that habit somewhat, and slow roll it and, think about just not forcing myself to always have to know everything immediately. Because the story is released in, two episodes per month on a bi-weekly basis. So yeah, so and I'm not writing it ahead of time. So I'm not writing ahead of myself, or I'm not writing past where I am in uploading, just because I want it to be fresh and I want it to read fresh and I want it to be like you guys are going on the journey as it's actively happening. So I feel like what I just said about it is like really rambly, and I'll probably listen back to this like, girl, what are you talking about? But hopefully that makes sense to y'all. And if you're intrigued enough to want to get in on the ground floor, feel free. Like I said, I'll put the link to the show, to the Patreon and the show notes. And I'm only three episodes in, so this Sunday, the 28th, will mark the fourth episode of it, because I'm thinking of it in episodes because I want it to almost feel like TV a bit. Like, I want it to not feel, I don't want it to feel disjointed, but I also want it, I want each update to kind of be able to stand on its own, to feel episodic in a way. And so like I've tap one of my friends who's a TV writer, like, yo, like, can you tell me about like the construct of, creating an episode versus writing a chapter? Because a chapter of a book varies greatly from an episode of like writing an episode of television, as far as like the beats you must hit and, the how you progress the plot along and things of that nature. And so speaking to her about that kind of helped me reframe how I wanted to approach New Year, New See. And so I hope that I'm hitting the beats that I need to hit. But I also want to stay true to the fact that this will be published as an entire novel at some point. And so it does have to be cohesive. And there does have to be that thread running through that gets us from, chapter one, where her life blows up, to chapter 26. That's not right. That's not math. Two per month is 12 months. 24. Okay. Sorry, guys. I know words. I don't know numbers. But, from episode one to episode 24, I want it to feel like, when it's published, as a novel, that it's cohesive and that it's not disjointed or jarring or anything. So that's that. Outside of New Year, New See this year, I have released two projects, or I should say, I have released one project and the other is on pre-order for release in a couple days. So the first project that I released was something that I actually wanted to have come out last year, but I couldn't find my footing with it. It's called Run It Back. If you haven't read it yet, if you haven't seen me like advertising it or whatever, it's a story. It's three novella-ish length stories in one book. And they all are secondary characters from previous Nicole Falls books, and they are all second chance love stories. So that's why we call it Run It Back, because people are getting a chance to start it all over again. So, three stories, characters you've met before. The first, actually, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't remember what order I put them in the That's so bad, because I kept changing the order around of the three of them. But so one story follows Mo and Ty from Switch That Bid and Sparks Fly. If you don't remember them, they were the best friend and sister of Maurice and Alicia. Wow, I just had to remember their names. That's so bad. But Monica is Maurice's twin sister and also Alicia's best friend. And then Ty is Maurice's best friend. And so they've always had like this sort of on again, off again type thing or whatever. But then they had a break at the beginning of their story in this compilation. You'll see that they were on a break and things are kind of bad. And so they're working their way back to each other because they're meant to be, no matter how much Monica tries to deter it. So there's that story. Raquel from Then Came You, who is Pat's best friend. She has a short in this book, and her story is kind of funny because I wrote this random short story on my website. It's called 32 Bandanas, and it was just really me riffing off of something that one of my friends had said. And so the story is completely ridiculous. But when it came to like conceptualize and run it back, I was like, ooh, wouldn't it be funny if Raquel ran into that guy again? And so got my wheels spinning about that. And I was like, okay, this could actually work. And it actually turned out to be a hella cute story. Oh, that's another thing that all three books have in common. There are weddings in every single story. Different stages of the wedding, some in the planning stage, some already happening, some, you know, whatever. And then the third story in the book is Tina and Jacques. Tina is Kai's best friend from Someone Seeking Some, no, cousin. Sister cousin from Someone Seeking Someone Else. I'm so used to saying the best friend, but they were actually real life related. And Jacques is a guy from her past, and he's actually brought up in Someone Seeking Someone Else because he's the guy who gets Kai's ad in the paper. And I won't ruin Jacques and Tina's story for you, but yeah, let's just say that things aren't what they seemed from when they were in Someone Seeking Someone Else to now you seeing their story in real life. And then there's also a bonus short story that was previously only available on my website, but I took it off my website and I added it to this. And it's way shorter than the rest of the stories in there, but it follows Juju from Started From a Selfie. It follows her best friend, JoJo. And so, yeah, it was a little like short story that I wrote around Juneteenth. And I was like, well, this kind of fits with that whole thing. And I thought it would be cute as like a little bonus in there to go along with the rest of the story. So that's also in there, which run it back. It was really fun to write because I got to revisit old characters. And I don't do that often because I am not the author who rereads her own books. So I actually had to delve back into these stories to get in the mindset of these characters for these new stories. And I was like, oh, I forgot that happened. Wow, this is really cute. Like, I'm reading these books like, wow, who wrote these? This is so good. As ridiculous as that sounds, because my memory is just terrible. So I always have to like reacquaint myself with the work if I'm going back into a setting that I've previously established, just to make sure that, you know, there are no continuity errors or anything like that. And so it's always really refreshing to sort of go back to that place and be like, oh, wow, like I didn't remember just how cute or, you know, how compelling or whatever this book was. So that's Run It Back. And then apparently my theme in 2021 is like going back to old works because my second release for this year is a companion novella to Fucking Fall in Love. Something that I never anticipated and could have never predicted because I mean, it's not about Jane and Nigel. Let me just start off by saying that. It's not about Jane and Nigel. Their story in my mind is they are together and happy and the baby's here and he's a big, juicy, chocolate, dimple-faced adorable little baby boy, Niger Jr. And it's funny because the baby is kind of how the companion novella got started, because I saw Jane's baby like so clearly in my mind when her and Ebony, her best friend, were like meeting up for something. And I was like, oh, does Eb have a story? And Eb was like, yes, bitch, I do. Strap your boots up. Let's go. And so that's how we got Fuck Around and Find Out, which is the name of Ebony's story, Ebony's story. I keep wanting to call her Ebony, but I need to respect her accent mark. And so Eb's story is, it's a little bit of an age gap thing. She is randomly brought back into the life of someone who she used to know as her brother's friend, and now they're grown as adults and he's fine, and yeah, things happen. I don't want to, like I said, I don't like to spoil or give too many details because that ruins the book. Like, I want you guys to pick up the book and enjoy the work. And so I'm very excited for this release. I hope that people enjoy it as much as I enjoyed writing it, because it was truly, truly, truly a joy. It's set up like Jane and Nigel's book was. So Jane and Nigel's book was four quarters over the course of a year, and it was, you know, we dropped in on them every quarter. With Eb and Flo, Ebony and Floyd, we drop in on them seasonally. So it starts in winter, and we go through winter, spring, summer, and fall with them. And chart their course of falling in love. And it's so cute. And I love them. And like I said, I just really hope people like it. I just feel like that about everything that I release. I just really hope that people like it. And I hope that if they don't like it, that they don't come and tell me about it. Like, that's because sometimes people have a really bad habit of telling like us about the things that they didn't like. And I'm just like, hey, that's not my business. Like, why are you telling me that? You could have wrote that in your diary or saved it for your group chat. Like, I don't need to know the things that didn't work for you because they didn't work for you, like in specific. So yeah, that's why I have to like stay away from reviews and all that crap. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Fuck Around and Find Out. Super excited, like I said, for it to come out and for people to read it. It's another damn single parent romance. Apparently, like Nicole Falls's tagline should be Mama Needs a Life Too, Jody, because of the last like the four books that I released, three of them have single parents. Wild Boots. But it's not a thing that I do consciously. And it's not a niche that I want to fall into, but also all of these people who are single parents keep coming to me like, hey girl, I have a story. Do you want to write it? And I'm like, yeah, because it's actually super compelling. So yeah, whatever. I was about to say I can't control the muse, which is in direct opposition to this book for creatives that I've been reading, but I really can't. Like, the stories come to me the way they come to me, the characters come to me the way that they come to me, and I just do my very best to translate what they're saying to me to y'all for it to make sense. So whatever. But yeah, Fuck Around and Find Out comes out on the 26th. I'm very excited about it. I hope everyone enjoys it. And I hope that if when people enjoy it, that they come tell me directly because I won't see your reviews. All right, so that's all that I'm doing right now. I don't know what my next project will be. I'm working on this thing that I'm not really talking about publicly, and I'm not going to give you guys any details about it either because it's not necessarily something that's for public-facing consumption. It's for something that I'm working on in just another aspect of this whole author thing or whatever. And so I have to like get some really like detailed stuff worked out for that thing. So I've been like in the mode for trying to figure figure that thing out. And so I haven't really thought about what I'm doing next. But I have been dying to write a series about siblings. I want to write like a series of novels about like three siblings. I don't have much beyond that, but that's a thing in the future. Like I feel like 2021 will be like I will hopefully either start that sibling series or start and finish it. So that's what I'm working on. And then the other day, my friend had tweeted this article about a settlement, a historical settlement that was like right after the Civil War in this town called Elgin, that's here in Illinois. It's actually not that far from me. It's probably about 30, 45 minutes away. If that, I might be exaggerating, but it was the first settlement like in this area of Black people from the South migrating north. And so I was reading about that and it sounded really interesting. And I was like, this would probably be like a great setting for a historical. And I've kind of been like been spinning my wheels about writing a historical, but I also, it's not that I detest research. It's that I really like playing with language in its modern formations now. And so I would have to really, really, really like rein myself in a bit to write a true blue historical and do it justice. But it's something that I really, really, really want to do. I actually had another idea for a historical based upon a town here. It's this town, it's a self-contained town, and it's literally just, it's maybe like a couple miles in diameter, but it's a school and a housing community all at one. It's called Moose Heart. Look it up. It's actually like crazy dope. So it was created, if I remember correctly, it was created to house women and children who were in situations in which they were being abused and they were trying to get away from their abusers. And so the Fraternal Order of Moose created this place, Moose Heart, where it has like on campus housing and then it has a school for kids K through 12. And yeah, so like that, like the writing a historical that was like set in a similar kind of place to Moose Heart has been like on my brain. Oh my gosh, they're working on something in here. I don't know if y'all can hear that in my background, but it's driving me insane. But that's been on my mind heavy. And so, so I read that article about Elgin and I was like, shit, I'm probably gonna write a historical, but it's not coming to like 2025. So, y'all give me time to do the research and get all this modern language out of my head so I could really write a true blue historical that sounds correct, that reads correct, that's true to how life was back in those days. So yeah, those are a couple things that I'm thinking about for the future. I mean, obviously, New Year, New C is going to continue for the rest of the year. I'm really looking forward to the opportunities that I feel like are going to come. I'm coming up on my 5th year of being published. July will make 5 years of Nicole Falls, which is insane to me. But it's also like really fortifying as well because the dedication. Like I said that I was going to do a thing. I did that thing once and then I turned around and did that thing 29 more damn times, which to me is pretty freaking awesome. And so now that this is my full-time gig, like I'm just very excited for all of the possibilities of things that can happen and my career and all of that stuff, man. I'm hella jazzed. I'm hella jazzed for the future, All right, so I'm going to wrap this up because I got like 6 minutes on my little countdown. Anchor is telling me. But I want to talk really briefly about a couple things that I've read recently that I really, really, really enjoyed. And so now I am scrolling through my freaking Kindle to find the things that I want to talk about. Wow, I've read 38 books this year. Okay, yes, girl. Yes, me. Okay, so one of the things is Key to My Heart by Nicole Rice. So Nicole Rice is an indie Black author. She writes like mysteries. really funny mysteries, which is one of the things I really, really, really enjoy about her work. And in Key to My Heart, I thought that I knew where this was headed, and then at the very last minute, she switched it up on me, and I literally like finished the book and said out loud, "Oh, you motherfucker." But the premise of it is sort of like Flavor of Love, wherein a popular music figure invites all of these women to this house to, vie for his love and affection. And one day, almost near the end of the competition, he is killed, brutally murdered, in his bedroom. And now they're trying to figure out who killed him, motives, all that stuff, or whatever. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I don't want to talk like too deep into the details of the plot because I don't want to ruin or spoil it. And I'm not very good at talking vaguely about things. But it was a very enjoyable read. Nicole's writing is sharp. It's funny. It's, the mystery actually makes you use your brain a bit. I've been on this kick of really wanting to read like mysteries and thrillers because I hadn't read like a really, really, really good one in a while. And so I've been soliciting suggestions from people. And I'm like making my list, I mean, making my way through a list of books that people have recommended. But I actually dashed those books aside because I wanted to get into Key to My Heart by Nicole. And I, like I said, I cannot say enough good things about it. If you have not gotten it yet, it's on the Zon. It's available on her website, I think, directly as well. So check that out. Nicole is spelled NECOLE, and Rice is spelled RYSE. Yeah. And then, I mean, I've read a lot of good stuff this year, actually. Bene Friends Part 2, Beyond Bene Friends, let me get it right, by Chinsia C. Higgins. That was also another good one that I read. From the Hood with Love by Brianne Denae. I read that. That was good. She got me on the edge of my seat waiting for Part 2 to that. Come on, Brianne. Of course, Maybe Next Time by CCJ. Like, that was really good. Let's see, what else, what else, what else have I read? Yeah, that's it. Apparently I did a lot of rereads this year. Oh yeah, because Strictly Professional by CCJ came out on audio and I was like, oh, I want to reread those books. So I did that. And then I've been recently getting into my local library, and so that's where I've been getting the thrillers that I've been reading. So I read The Good Daughter by Karin Slaughter the other day. Book was entirely too long. It was a decent read, but it was just entirely too long. Like I was like, okay, like sis, your editor probably could have chopped and screwed a bit of this and the story still would have impacted me the exact same way. But anyway, I don't want to end on a bad note. So yeah, get the Nicole Rice book, Key to My Heart, Beyond Bene Friends by Chinsia, Maybe Next Time by CCJ. Yeah, man, like I mean, y'all probably already read those things if you're listening to this, but whatever. People always have whatever. I'm gonna wrap this up though because I'm getting anxious because it's at 28 and a half minutes and it's gonna cut me off at 30 minutes. If you listen to this rambling, thank you so much for listening. I promise the next time that I come back, it's going to be a real podcast, maybe even with a guest. We'll see. I have some ideas about like some segments and some things that I want to do with this. And I might even take it like over to Clubhouse or some shit, and do some live episodes. So if I do that, just make sure you follow me on all platforms. I am Nicole Falls or Author Nicole Falls on all of them. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all next time. Peace. Hey.